This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Mortgage applications jumped last week to their highest level in almost 7 years. Why, you ask? Well, here's one reason. Coronavirus. The logic goes like this. Demand for U.S. Treasury bonds goes up in uncertain times, and that, because of the way bonds work, pushes down the yields on those bonds, that is, the interest rates that they pay. And so, mortgage rates, which are tied to the 10-year Treasury, fall as well. 3.71% for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, says the Mortgage Bankers Association. However, most of the demand for mortgages has been from homeowners refinancing existing loans, not buying new places, and that, as Marketplace's Amy Scott reports, could spell some trouble.
Look back at the last three recessions, as Wharton finance professor Nikolai Rusanov has, and you'll notice a pattern of more people refinancing their mortgages to take cash out of their homes.
Cash out refinancing peaks about 12 to 24 months before the onset of a recession.
A cash out refi replaces an existing mortgage with a larger loan, and you pocket the difference. Rusanov says the job market typically slows down before a recession officially starts, so people may be tempted to tap into their growing equity if they're not getting raises or they lose their job. Others may be afraid.
Households are uncertain about what is going to happen with their income, what is going to happen with their jobs, and they realize that maybe while they have this home equity, it's better to convert it into something liquid.
Cash out refis have been growing over the last 5 years, says Andy Walden with data and analytics firm Black Knight.
In fact, in the third quarter of last year, we saw cash out withdrawals hit their highest volume since the Great Recession.
Still, we're a long way from those bad old days. Economist Len Kiefer with Freddie Mac says in 2006, homeowners extracted about $320 billion of equity through refinancing, compared to an estimated $80 billion last year. And most of them are using the money to shore up their finances or reinvest in their house.
40% of them were using them to pay off debts or other bills. And the next most common use, about 30%, was for repairs.
So not a lot of trips to Tahiti. They're also leaving plenty of equity in the home. So when the next downturn does eventually come, they should be in better shape to ride it out. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.